You're listening to Amud Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. As Gabi pointed out, we have a perfect Amud starting from the top. Right? Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Starting from the top. This is and we're going to wrap the eighth parak of Brachos. And as I just mentioned, we'll head into the ninth parak. Take it on. Dive head first. So the eighth parak. So we've been analyzing this one Mishnah the whole time. Bunch of different opinions, mostly different opinions between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So let us continue that discussion. So the Mishnah said, the aim of Aruch and Alaner ad sheyosu, right? That you do not benefit. Sorry, you do not make a bracha on the candle until you benefit from it. Yeosu, yeah, you have benefit from it. So that means that right for Borei Me'orei Eishet by Abdallah, you need to. Benefit from the light. So we'll see what that really means. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo ye'osu 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 mamish. When we say lo ye'osu, lo ye'osu ye'osu mamish, so it doesn't mean ye'osu mamish. Ela kol she'ilu omed bekarov omishtamish la'ora va'afil barachok. Mako. Right? That even if it's anything that if someone would be standing up close, he'd be able to use the light, then even if he's far away from it. Meaning, what does it mean until you benefit from it? That's a sheer size for the flame and nothing else. So as long as the flame is one, that if I were standing up closer, I'd be able to get benefit from it, that is a sufficient fire that I can make a bracha on even from a great distance. Okay? So It is a sheer size of the minimum size of a flame. There's certain flames that's so small or so, you know, then that you're not able to, even if you're up close, you can't benefit. So that's not a sufficient flame for the racha. V'chein amar Rav Ashi, so did Rav Ashi say, berachok makom sheninu. We taught it specifically in a case where you're far away, meaning that's what it's saying. You don't have to benefit from it. Even from a distance is sufficient. Meisavei. But we're going to challenge this with a raisa. Hayisa lo ner tamuna b'cheko o b'panas. So if he has a candle hidden in his cheko, so like his like, and it was like bosom is like chest, like he's like covering it up somehow. Or if it's in his panas, which Rashi says is an ashashis. If you saw in the previous Amud, does anybody remember what an ashashis is? What Rashi says? Rashi says lanterna on the previous Amud. Lanterna, a lantern. Right? So you see Rashi in the previous Amud, he translates the word ashashis as a lanterna. And over here, he's translating the word panas as ashashis. Ashashis means like a clear, like glass. So it's a light in the glass. So over here, if you have he's like hiding it in his, he's like covering it up in his chest or maybe his lap or his chest, something like that. And he has the lantern. Or shara shalheves v'lanishtamish la'ora. Or if he sees the flame, but he didn't use its light. O nishtamish la'ora v'lo ra shalheves. Or he used the light, but he didn't see the flame. He does not make a brach until he sees the flame and benefits and uses the light. So this sounds like a contradiction to what we were just saying. It says that you need to use the light. And you need to use it, you need to see it. So bishlama, it's all good. So that makes sense. We have a case that exists where someone uses the light, but he doesn't see the flame. Because right, if he's like walking around at the corner of at the corner, and you turn the corner, so like meaning if someone's around the corner at night with a flame, I could see the light without seeing the flame, and I could benefit from the light without the flame. So that case is easy to describe. Ella ra shal heves v'lo nishtamish la'ora, but I saw the flame and I didn't benefit from it. Heichi mishkachasla, what is that case? Lav demerchaka, isn't that a case where I see the flame, but I'm very far away, and therefore I can't use it? And that case, this Brisa said, is unacceptable. You cannot make a bracha on it. Now it's in contradiction. Right? Meaning we're assuming that the case that's mentioned in this brisa, which is an absolute requirement, which is that what a case where you see the flame, but you didn't use it. So doesn't that mean that you saw the flame, but it's too far away from you to use it? And we say that's unacceptable. So how could we say earlier, Ravashi and Rav said earlier that you don't need to see it. Sorry, that you don't need to actually benefit from it. So the Gemara responds, Lo kigon de'amya va'azla. No, it's talking about where it's like dimming out as it goes on. Right? So it's losing its force, and that's what that I mean. That's what we're talking about. Where you see the flame, but you can't benefit from it. You're not able to benefit from it. It's because it's going out. So there is technically a flame. I still see it, but it's losing its force, and therefore that case is going to be that case is where it's unacceptable. However, if the flame is strong and I'm just far away, that I could make a bracha on.
Do flames have a halacha like the Samim had before? Like you can.
Which one?
I don't know if you learned that part.
I did.
But the Samim before, like if it's not like if it's used for a different purpose, then. Like, then it's not good. So let's say you have, like, flames.
Yeah, we did that on Kuvah Samba, no? Like, if it's used for baking.
Right? Yeah, so are flames like that? Like, let's say you have flames that are for, like, mourning.
Yeah. I think that was explicitly discussed in the Gemara, no? That you
we only did that by the summer. I'm saying.
No. I think it was like.
Yeah,
remember if there's an oven, if it's used for an oven, different types of ovens, different points of the cooking process, if you light it for a mace at night. I think those kids were explicit. Good question, but yeah, exactly, yes. Okay, Raisa. Tana Rabbanu, we learned the Raisa Gechalim Lochashos, which is literally means Lochash. Lochash means to whisper. So coals that are whispering, but it means like whispering in light. I think we'll discuss that in a minute. But it means that they're like flickering, dimming out a little bit, or maybe it's not. Maybe. No, actually, maybe it's not. They're dimming out. They're like glowing. So like they are like flashing of their light, like as if it's whispering. So mevarchen alehen, you can make a bracha on them. Omamos ein mevarchen alehen. But if they are omamos, if they are they're dimming out, like they're on their way out, ein mevarchen alehen. So meaning like in a sense they're glowing, but they're going out. So then this you don't make a bracha on. Hichidami, lochashos. So what's the case of lochashos? What is that? What's going on there? Amar Rav Chisda, kol she'ilu machnis l'sochan kisem v'dolekes me'eleha. Anything that if you insert into it a kisem, a splint, like a splint of wood, v'dolekes me'eleha, and then it lights on its own. So that's what we're talking about, lochashos. So it's glowing, but it's not just glowing. Like it's glowing and it's quite hot. It's been like real fire that if you put a splint in there, it'll catch fire. Okay, but if it's almost, if it's on its way out, it's like dimming and flickering out, then you don't make a bracha on that. Ibai Lahu, they asked a question, omamos, oh, omamos, right? Is it omamos with an aleph or omamos with an ayin? So Tashma, coming here and prove, to Amar of Chizda, Bar of Dimi, yeah, he quotes this pasuk, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. And it says, "Arazim lo amamuhu began Elokim," that these arazim, these cedar trees, do not dim him, cause his hadar to be dimmed in the garden of Hashem. So we see with an ayin and it omamos means it's a lashon of dimming. So that's the correct version, not with the aleph. Okay, simple enough. Tashma, coming here. Sorry, I just read that. Rava, the Rava Omar, and Rava says, Ye osu mamish. You mamish need to benefit from it. You actually need to benefit from it. But Rashi says, not really. Osu mamish, omed besamoch. Meaning, you need to be there, really close. So it's not enough, meaning it's not enough that you'd be far away. In the theory, if I was closer, then no. You have to be close enough that you could benefit from it, but you don't have to benefit from it. Okay, so Yosu mamish, but not mamish, just one mamish. Okay, the kama, and how much is that? Amar ula kadeshi yakir ben iser lefundio. Meaning, so how do we quantify that requirement for benefit? or how much light do you need to get the benefit? So Kadesh Yakir Bain Isar Lufundion. In order to be able to differentiate between an Isar and a Fundion. So you and I would need a lot of light for that, because we don't know what an Isar and a Fundion is, but it's mentioned throughout Shas, the different types of coinage. So if you, and presumably they look somewhat alike. So an Isar and a Fundion, if you're able to differentiate a nickel and a dime, let's say. That's, the size is a little more obvious, whatever. Pick your own similar looking coins. So that would be, that's enough light. Chizkia Amar Kadesh Yakir Bain Meluzma Shel Teveria Limeluzma Shel Tzipori. No! It's when you're able to differentiate between a Meluzma of Teveria, which is a certain coin of Teveria, or a Meluzia of Tzipori. That is the, right, that is the, which is, it could, it seems to be that's, a closer, right? They're both melusmas, and there's just maybe like a little few words that are different on it, I guess. So that would be like a lesser standard, a smaller shear that even, or no, sorry.
More.
No, but sorry, more. Maybe more of a requirement, thank you. That you need to be able to differentiate between these two. And this is where, this is one of the, you know, quote, is one of the sources for the minhag of the looking at the fingernails to differentiate between the nail and the skin. Which are very close to them. But also there's reasons Api Kabbalah for that. It's connected to the fingernails of Gan Eden and the whole age thing in the first place is going back. It's a throwback to Adam after Gan Eden. It's part of why the woman doesn't there's a minhag for women not to drink from the wine, right? I don't know about the growing the beard part. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's sourced anywhere appropriate, but at least the women not drinking from it, Al Pi Kabbalah, it's connected to that, because we know one opinion in the Gemara, Daf Mem, is that the Eitz Hadas was grapes and it was wine. So when at this procedure, Motzei Shabbos, so we're having the wine, but Adam is drinking the wine, Chava is not drinking from the wine. It's the whole Hadalah process, Al Pi Kabbalah, is like this massive tikkun for Cheta of Adam and Chava, Cheta Das, as well as also, by the way, the Besamim. I think we mentioned this before. Besamim is like the only of the five senses that wasn't involved in any of Eira in Gan Eden. So it's also part of it. And now, like, oh wow, everything's coming together. All the pieces of Adal. Okay, but that's a very interesting discussion. Not for this year, but I. Yeah. Not that I know much more than that. I'll say this, I don't know much more than that, but that's an interesting topic. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, Mevarech Adabei Adadayala. So Rabbi Yehuda would make the bracha on the light of the house, Adabei, means on the house of Adadayala, this person Adadayala. And now Rashi just says, "Hay mevarich al or sheva bayis beis ada delaya v'rochok mi beiso hay rav latameh de lo bayi l'samach." Right? We mentioned this in Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rava, about you have to be close or far. So it says he would make a bracha on the candle of ada dayal, which is far away. Rava mevarich, says the Gemara, ada be guria ben barchama. He blessed on Gur barchama's fire. And Rashi tells us he was samach l'beiso hay Rava. They were like neighbors. So we see that they practice what they preach. They did held the halacha what they would do. Abaye mevarich adabei baravuha, and Abaye would do on the house of baravuha. And Rashi doesn't help us, so we don't really know what this is saying. Whom Abaye held like, was this his own opinion? I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Marav ein mechazrin al haor kederach shemechazrin al mitzvos. You do not have to go after, like, to return, but really, like, put in a great tircha for fire, Motzai Shabbos, the way that you go chasing after other mitzvos. And generally, you put great effort to do mitzvos. Over here, you don't have to. Because it's not so much a mitzvah as much as a bracha that you make if the circumstance calls for it. Right, like you don't look for a Grand Canyon to, you know, I need to find a Grand Canyon. I need to find a, you know, an El Semase Bereshis. I need to find a thunder. I need to make a bracha. So give me a drink so I can make a shahakol. No, like if it comes to it, there's an Indian, but it's not like a mitzvah you have to do. Amar of Zera And Rosario even says, Mireish, Havam Hadarna. At first, I used to go back and put a great effort to find this. Came into Shemana Lahad Rav Yehuda. Once I heard this teaching, Amarava, Amarav, name of Rav, Ananami Lomahadarna, Ella Kimikla Li Mimela Mibarichna. So then, Ananami Lomahadarna, I also didn't go back there. I mean, like, I actually didn't put in effort anymore. Ella Imikla Li, but if it became arranged for me that I would have a flame, Mimela Mivarichna on its own, Mivarichna, then I would make the bracha. So you don't have to put in a great effort. We hold like Allah Halacha, by the way, the same lashon of Eino Chozer, that you don't have to put a great effort, not just, by the way, not just for Eish, even for Besamim. So the most important brachas by far are Hagafen and Avdalah. If you don't have Besamim, you don't have Eish, you don't have to drive yourself crazy and make a great effort to get it. Maybe you'll do it later. But you don't have to make a great effort during Avdalah to do that. Okay, continuing the analysis of the Mishnah, let's pick up the pace a little bit. Misha Achav Achule, forgot what this is saying. Let's check the Mishnah. I remember the discussion. So somebody who ate, and does he have to go back to his place or not to bench? So Beishalmi say he has to go back to the place, and Beishalmi say he does not have to. Some of Zvid V'Simer of Dimi Baraba Machlokes B'Shachach. The machlokes is talking about if he forgot, Ava b'mezid, but he can't lichatchila or divrei hakol yachsul komo v'yivarech. But if he did b'mezid, then everybody says he has to go back to his place, meaning he's not allowed to leave his spot and then, oh, I'm going to bed somewhere else. He can, but if he ended up somewhere else, Beis Hillel says you don't have to go back. Beis Shammai says you do. But if he said, oh, I'll just go somewhere else and bench. Then he has to go back, according to Ibn Beishel. Pshita, this is obvious that we're talking a case about forgetting. V'shachach tzanan. It says in the Mishnah the word v'shachach. Meaning, you don't have to tell me, like, the case in the Mishnah is that he forgot, and this is what, and then we say, oh, but this only applies if he forgot. Well, yeah, obviously, that's what the Mishnah said. No. Not so, not so, Pasha. Mahad is saying, what would you have said? Hu hadin afilu v'mezid. Perhaps, really, this is halachim v'mezid. V'hai diktani v'shachach. And why does the Mishnah use lashon of v'shachach? Meaning they're talking about even b'mezid, Beis Hillel says it's okay that you can go back. So then you would ask, why does the Mishnah use the lashon of v'shachach? It says lahodiach hakochan de Beis Shammai. It's to teach you the koch of Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai is so strict. Meaning there's a way to possibly read the Mishnah even with the word v'shachach. That what's it talking about? The Mishnah is talking about even b'mezid. Beis Hillel say you never have to go back to your spot. Beis Shammai say you do. And the Mishnah says you forgot, even if you forgot, to show that the koach of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai is so strict, so makbid are they, that you have to go back to your original spot, that even if it was an accident and you forgot and you left by accident, you still have to go back. So then I learned a big kula from that really according to Beis Hillel, even l'chatchila I can do this. So Kamash Malan says the Gemara, no, therefore we have to specifically teach when it says v'shachach, it means v'shachach, they argue by a case of v'shachach. But b'mezid, they everybody agrees. I'm gonna wait for that obnoxious motorcycle. What's going on? They're like doing like races. I'm like, do you hear that?
Only 3 years.
Yeah.
Avi, maybe you hear.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. I'm just this obnoxious guy. Like he's like racing up and down the block.
Wait a second.
Right, it's 9:30 at night.
I can hear it.
Are you here outside? Now I feel like we're more together. This is beautiful. Okay. Tanya, we went in a bright, so Amru Lahem Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel. Nothing says ach, it's like everyone hating motorcycles together, you know? Okay. Tanya, we went in a bright, so Amru Lahem Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel the Beis Shammai. L'divreichem, mishachah b'rosh ha-bira, v'shachach, v'yared, v'lovarach, yachshah l'rosh ha-bira. So they say, Beis Shammai, you're telling me that if somebody's at the top of a skyscraper, he has lunch up there, he came all the way down, you're going to tell me he has to go back up because he forgot he has to go back up and bench up there? This is before elevators. So they say, Beis Shammai, come on, elevators don't exist yet. How can you do that, Beis Shammai? Amar lehem Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai responds, according to you guys, Misha Shachach Arniki, if somebody loses an Arniki, like a purse of a wallet, a purse of gold or silver, Birosh Abira, Lo Yala Vietlena, wouldn't he go back up and get it if he had a purse of gold? L'chvod Atzma Hu Ole, so for his own covet, he's going to go up and get it. L'chvod Shemayim Lo Kolstakein, shouldn't we hold him to that same standard? It's a beautiful perspective on mitzvos. right? They say, you know what Birchas HaMazon is? To say Birchas HaMazon in the proper place, it's like a purse of gold and silver. And Beis Hillel would say, yeah, L'chakil, you're right, maybe you should. But we're not going to force someone to be at that standard. But Beis HaMazon say, no, we do hold people to be at that standard of the halacha. Shei Talmidei, there were two Talmidim, Chad Ovid B'Shogig Kebei Shammai V'Ishkachach Arnak Adedahava. One person acted B'Shogig like Beis Shammai, and he went back, meaning seemingly that he made a mistake, he accidentally left his spot, and he says, you know what, I'm going to go like Beis Shammai, even though we don't have to lehalacha, but he went to like the Midas Chassidus, because we hold like Beis Hillel. So to hold like Beis Shammai in this situation is Midas Chassidus, it's okay because Beis Hillel would actually agree that it's the better thing to do. Sometimes it's inappropriate to hold like Beis Shammai, we had that on Yud Aleph, position of Kriya Shema, but over here it's appropriate because Beis Hillel say yes, it's lechatchila, but you don't have to. So anyway, he went beyond the letter of the law in accordance with Beis Shammai, and Vashkach Arnaka Dedahava, he found a purse of gold. Wow, how fortuitous, right? V'chad Avid B'meizid Ki Beis Hillel, and one person did like Beis Hillel, meaning he didn't go back to the spot, but not like Beis Hillel, he did a B'meizid. And the Achle Arya, he was eaten by a lion. So, don't try this at home. Rabba Barbarchana, who Havaka Azel Bishai Rasa. Rabba Barbarchana was traveling in a caravan. Achal, he ate, Ishtali Velo Berech, and he forgot, and he didn't make a bracha, he didn't do Berech Samoson. Amar Hechi Avid. So he says, okay, but he and the caravan had already left, or they were about to leave, and he said, okay, what should I do? How should I conduct myself? Iyamina Lahu Anashai Livarech. If I tell them I forgot to make a bracha, so I want to stay a little bit and make a bracha, I'm really, they're going to say to me, Baruch Kol Hecha Demavarechas, Lerachmanim Avarechas, Mevarechas. Oh, sorry. There was a barich. Make a bracha. Kol hecha de mevarechas l'rachmana mevarechas. Wherever you make a bracha to God, you can make a bracha. Meaning, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. You don't have to make a bracha on the spot, right? So these people, I don't know if these people were from or not. I mean, they didn't know who they were from. They're just like holding like base. They're holding like base Hillel. Could be that. That's actually what's going on here. But anyway, so he thought like if I do that. If I do that, then if I tell them that's what I'm trying to do, they're going to say, okay, you know, we're bench right now, but we're leaving, or actually bench here and don't go back. So Mutav, he says, it's better. Damina luhu, I'm going to tell them. Anashai yona didahava, I left a golden dove there. Amar luhu, so he said to them, Anshili, please wait for me. Like Natar is a kshomer, to guard, to wait for me. Dan Shai, Yona Dahav, I left my golden dove. Like, oh, come on, you're supposed to take your golden dove everywhere. How could you forget? Okay, I forgot my golden dove. Azil Varich, he went back and he made a bracha. And Va'ashkach Yona Dahav, and he found a golden dove there. Wow. Umayshna, Yona. So why is it? What's that's the first thing, a golden dove. Where do you get that from? So Mishna Yona, Dimasile Knesset Yisrael Yona, right? Because Knesset Yisrael is Masile is like Mashal, right? Matal Mashal. So Masile and Knesset Yisrael, they're compared to Yona. Dichsiv Kanfa Yona Nechba Bekesev Avrosa Biyarak Recharutz. That the wings of the dove are covered in silver and its limbs are like this, in this like gold, so we see like a golden dove, and then the Chazal say in this pasuk, Ma Yona inanitzelas elabikanfeha, just like a bird is only a dove is only saved by its wings, inanitzelas elabikanfeha Av Yisrael inanitzel elabemitzvos, so too a Yisrael is only saved by their mitzvos. So when he was thinking about how precious the mitzvah was, he's like, this is like the wings of, like the golden wings of a dove. And so he said a golden dove. Okay. Ad emasai hu v'chule. Until when does he say berachas mazon? So we said the shir ichol, for the time that the body digests. So kama shir ichol, how much is that? Amar yachlan kol zman she'in arayv. As long as he's not hungry anymore, so he's still, if he's not hungry anymore, then he's still considered, able to bench. As long as he is thirsty because of the food that he ate. which is a very interesting shear now I'm thinking about it, because, you know, like, if what if you drink during the meal? But I guess even if you drink during the meal, I guess after the meal there's some thirst that's generated from the meal. Or maybe let's say, maybe it's this. Maybe it's not that as long as he's actually thirsty, but if he wouldn't drink, how long would the thirst extend? It could be that's how we would quantify it. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what he gives us here. Amar le, Rav Yemar bar Shalamiya lamar zutra, v'amri la Rav Yemar bar Shizbi lamar zutra. Did Reish Lakish really say this? V'amar Rav Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, but Rami taught the name of Reish Lakish. Kamashir equal kidei lahalich arba milin. The amount it takes to walk 4 milin. Right, we've had a meal before, right? A meal is a fourth of a parsa. We had this on Tesvav talking about going back to get water before davening. So the shortest time I think this would be, this arba milin, would be 72 minutes. That's like the classic. So I think that's like the shortest version of shear. There are probably the larger shear, but that's the shortest. So anyway, so he said it's the thirst, right? Until the thirst, and then but then over here he's saying 4 milin. So lo kasha, it's not a question. Kan be'achila meruba, kan be'achila muates. One is talking about if he had a big meal, and the other is if he's having a small meal. Rashi says if he ate a big meal, so how long does it take to digest a big meal? So that's 4 milin. But if it's a smaller meal, so it takes a much shorter time to digest that. So as long as if he's thirsty, then once he's no longer thirsty, then we assume it's digested. Tosis actually flips the opinions. He says the opposite. But okay, that's you can take a look at Tosis. I know it's a short Tosis at the top. Balahem yayin v'chule. So if they brought yayin before them, the Gemara actually over here is not going to discuss that case. The Gemara skips past that case and it's going right to the main case. It's interesting. We quote the last bit of the Mishnah in these like 4 words, even though it's not even the case we're talking about. We're just like kind of like, okay, I'm done with this. The rest of the Mishnah. But now we're about to talk about the case where we said amen, that you can say amen to the bracha of a Jew, of a Yisrael, if, whether you heard the whole thing or not, but of a Kusi, you have to hear the whole entire thing. Rashi mentioned there because he might have been blessing the God that they say is on Hargreason or whatever it is. So you need to say hear every word of the Kusi, at least back then. It could be nowadays, or not nowadays, but after the sense of the Gemara, even if you did hear the bracha, maybe it'd be a problem. But the Mishnah says that a Kusi, no, but Yisrael, you don't have to hear the bracha. The Meimra asks the Gemara, is this to say, the Yisrael, Afa God Vloshama Kula Bracha Ona? You're allowed to answer a Meim, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha? Is that true? V'chi Loshama, but if you didn't hear, Hevi Nafik, how can he be go out? Meaning, how could he be Yotze with his bracha? We know that in order to be Yotze a bracha with somebody, you need to hear every single word, right? You may not answer a main, but you don't really have to answer a main. You need to hear every single word, and then both people have to have in mind, the Motzi and the Yotze, that they have to have in mind what's going on there. But you need to hear every word. So Rav Barav, Bishalo Achali Mahen. Rav Barav says, yeah, but we're not talking about a case of him where he's eating with them trying to be Yotze. We're saying if you walk into the room, you're not trying to be Yotze. So I don't have to hear every word, but I want to know, did I hear enough to say Amen with the Yisrael? Yes, we heard enough to say Amen. V'chein, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravuha, Bishalo Achali Mahen, and another support for this. Amar Le Rav Lechia Berei, Rav said to Chia his son, Chatov Uvarich, snatch and bless. Meaning, which the Gemara is going to indicate. Rashi says, Kisha Moshitin Kosa Bracha, Havi Machzer Shit Nulacha V'tavarech. Try to make an effort to be the one to be the one to lead benching. It's good to lead benching, and so grab the kos shabracha and bench. I don't know about where etiquette comes into play over here. Meaning, you know, we've spoken earlier in the parak, or actually the previous parak, about giving it to the most covetous person and the baal bayis and the oreach. But let's say everything is neutral. Meaning, like you should try to be the one to lead benching. Okay. The chayin of Rav Huna l'Rabba Barei. Rav Huna would say to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chato v'varich, same thing. Make an effort. Try to do it. L'meimra, is this to say, d'mevarich adif miman da'ani amein? Right, you're encouraging him to lead the benching. You're telling me that it's better to be the mevarich than the one who's answering amein? Boy minei shmuel merav merav. But that's a little bit strange because Shmuel asked from Rav, mahu la'anos amein achar tinoko shel beis rabban. But I, no, sorry, I skipped a lot. Okay, sorry about that. Baruch. So Mavarach added Miman to Ani Amen. Vahatanya, but that can't be. We're not in a Bryce. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Godol ha'ona Amen, Yossi Min Mavarach. It's better to say Amen than the one who's making the bracha. Amar Le'er Rav Nehorai responds, Hashamayim, right? Like, by God, that's true, right? By swearing by heaven. Kain who? That is the case. Teda, you should know. Shahari Golirin Yordin Umisgarin Bimachama, that the lower class soldiers, the average soldiers, go down and they misgot Mitagir. They're contending in war, they fight the fight. The Giborin Yordin Umanatskin. And then, you know, for the finishing touch, like the finishing, you know. So that's when the Giborim, the strongest guys come in and they win the war. So the guy who leads, okay, he's an average guy. The guy who comes in with the Amen, right? The last knock at the end. So he's the victor. So Amen is even greater. So Tanai, he really it's a machlokas Tanaim to Tanya, because we learned in Brisa, Echad, right? Meaning we have an Amoraic source or two Amoraic sources that it's right. The two Amoraim told their sons, try to be the one to lead. Yet we have a Bryce over here that said that has two Tanaic opinions that say it's better to be the one that answers. So what is it? No, we have another Bryce. Tanya, Echad Mavarech veEchad Ona Amen b'Mashma. Every whether one is saying the Mavarech or the Ona Amen, both of them are implied and alluded to in the pasuk that speaks about the concept of Amen in the first place. It's a pasuk in Nechemiah. You can see Rashi there. We're running short on time. But there's a pasuk in Nehemiah which is the source for this, and both the bracha maker and the main answer are mentioned there. Elashemar in the Mavarich Yosemina Ona, but Ona Amen. But nevertheless, they hurry up, meaning Hashem and his heavenly emissaries hurry up to reward somebody to the one who the Mavarich faster than one who answers Amen. And you think of Milos on both sides, right? The Amen person is often if Birch Sana, he's not benefiting from it, and he's still answering Amen, and you know, the one the initiator is making the other one eligible. So there's an interesting argument you could have there. Boy Mene Shmuel Merav, Shmuel asks from Rav, Mahulanus Amen Achar Tinoko Shabes Rabban. Are you allowed to answer Amen after kids, brachos, amarlei, achara kol, or namein, chutz mishinok shaves rabban. No, you don't answer amein to kids, brachos. Hoil, ul islam and rasuyin, because they're only doing it to learn. So it's not a real bracha, you wouldn't answer amein. Don't take this lahalacha necessarily. Vahani mili bidalo idin meftarayu. And this is only at the time when they're not doing maftir. If they're doing the haftarah, though, but you answer Amen when a kid is leading the haftarah. But the halacha clearly we hold that you do answer Amen to kids. So it's an interesting discussion of what this would be. So just don't take this halacha lemaisa. Tana Rabbanan shemen ma'akev es habracha divrei Rabbi Zilai. So we learned in a brisa that Rabbi Zilai says that shemen is ma'akev the bracha, meaning that if you usually wash your hands with oil after the meal, so if you don't have that oil, you need to go after that oil before you can make the bracha. Rev Zivai Omer Eino Ma'akev. Rev Zivai argues. Rev Acha Omer Shemen Tov Ma'akev. He says that Shemen Tov, if the custom is to have you use Shemen Tov, so that will actually hold you back. You need to make sure you go out of your way to do it. Rev Zuhamai Omer Kishem Shemezuham Pasol Lavoda Kach Yadayim Mizuhamos Pasuos Lavracha. He says that just as filthy hands pasul the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, so too filthy hands pasul the bracha. So you need to have clean hands when you do the bracha. It's very interesting. His name is Rabbi Zuhamai. I've never heard of that. The name Zuhamai seems to mean Rabbi Filthy. Zuhama. The word is used in his phrase like twice. So I wonder if that was really his name. That was his nickname. He's Mr. like anti filth. I don't know. It's a very strange name. Amar of Nachman by Yitzhak, Ana lo Zilai velo Zivai velo Zuhamai Yadana. He says, I don't know Zilai, Zivai, and Zuhamai. Which is, I don't know if he's saying I don't know them, or I just, in general, meaning that, typically I mean I don't hold their shita. But it's interesting that he doesn't know them. I've never heard of these three Tanayim, and Zuhamai is a very strange name. But anyway, Ella, Masnisa Yadana, but I do know a Brisa. Dama Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amri La B'Masnisa Tana This following brisa Viz Kedashtem. The pasuk says Viz Kedashim and Kedoshim Elu Mayim Rishonim. That's an allusion to Mayim Rishonim. Can't really be the source, by the way, because we know Mayim Rishonim is a Derabanan. So this is must be Asmachta. I assume it's Asmachta. V'Hayisem Kedoshim. That's Elu Mayim Achronim. That's the source for Mayim Achronim. Ki Kadosh Zeshemen, because holy, that's Shemen. Ani Yeshem Elokeichem, which is not really from Parshas Kedoshim, so it's interesting that it's put here, or at least not this end of the Pasuk. Zu Bracha. That's the source. Ani Yeshem Elokeichem is the source for the Bracha. So we see that you need to have Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Acharonim, and even with Shemen, before you do the Bracha. Hajan Allah, Elu Devarim. Mazel Tov, looking forward to entering the ninth parak with everybody. I apologize for the length tonight.